Aloha, I'm Dave Lawrence, and this is Stargazer, our weekly guide of what to look for in our island skies. We've got Sean Latch of the Emilo Astronomy Center in Hilo on the line, our official conduit to the research community atop Mauna Kea. Hey, Sean, aloha. What are some of the brightest objects we'll be able to spot this week in the sky?
Aloha, Dave. Greetings from Mauna Kea. First quarter moon is on Thursday, so look for it high overhead in the south at sunset. Venus and Saturn are in the western sky at sunset. Tonight, the moon will be only 2 degrees for Saturn, so the two will make a nice sight together. Jupiter rises in the east around 2 a.m. and Mars around 3:30 a.m. If you have binoculars, try and take a look at Jupiter and see those four Galilean moons, which will look like little pinpoints on either side of the planet.
Those are always very fun to see, and if the sky's clear, pretty easy to spot as well. In addition to our planetarium of space objects, what can we look for in the way of things like the Hubble or other Earth satellites?
Tomorrow morning, look for the International Space Station from 5:40 to 5:45 a.m., moving from west to northeast. See it again on Wednesday morning from 4:53 to 4:57 a.m., moving from west to northeast. And the Hubble Space Telescope makes a nice pass on Sunday morning from 5:27 to 5:35 a.m., moving from southwest to east.
Now, you had mentioned in an email to me that there was a discovery you wanted to share with folks.
Yes, the NASA's Spitzer Space Telescope has determined that brown dwarfs are actually the coldest known free-floating celestial bodies. They have surface temperatures ranging from about 250 to 350 degrees Fahrenheit, so like a slightly warm oven. Now, by comparison, other objects like the Sun has a surface temperature of around 10,000 degrees. But unlike the Sun, brown dwarfs basically are heating up from gravitational contraction, and they're kind of like oversized planets. But these objects actually help us understand how planets and stars form, and the bridge that gaps these two together.
A brown dwarf, that's like a Sun?
It's kind of like a failed Sun, you might say. It's a star that hasn't quite turned all the way on to do fusion.
And our Sun would be a...
So our star is a yellow dwarf star, or what we would call a G2 class star.
Well, we appreciate hearing about them, and thanks for the tip-off.
Mahalo for having me, Dave.
You are welcome, Sean. Sean Latch, Emilo Astronomy Center on the Big Island, and I'm Dave Lawrence. We'll catch you next time here on Stargazer.